Did you know the average number of people who apply for any given job is 118? Only 20% of those applicants get an interview because many companies use software to screen out applicants before anyone ever sees your resume. Simply uploading your resume won't get you a job. You need an advocate. Express Employment Professionals is the local resource to help you land a new job. Express has more than 18,000 jobs available weekly. When you interview at Express, they'll assess your skills, they'll connect you with available jobs, and they'll team up with you in your job search. Express has jobs in manufacturing, accounting, distribution, information technology. Tired of applying and never hearing back? Visit your locally owned Express office today. Speak with professionals connected to available jobs in your community. Express never charges a job seeker to find employment. Visit expresspros.com. Expresspros.com. Apply online. Expresspros.com or visit an office near you today.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Here we are, Friday. Would you like to, we rarely start with games and play a game?
Yeah. It's a good way to start.
Okay, so here's what I give you, Amy. I will give you a couple. You tell me which couple has been married longer in country music.
Okay.
This is interesting. Okay. I don't think I do very good at it, but couple number one, Carrie Underwood and Mike Fisher, or Hillary Scott and Chris Tyrell, her husband, drummer.
Carrie and Mike.
Carrie and Mike's been married for 6 years. Hillary and her husband married for 5 years. That's correct. You get one. Keith and Nicole, or Jimmy and Karen Fairchild.
Oh,
so it's Keith
wow.
Urban and Nicole Kidman.
I mean, come on. Jimmy and Karen.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yes.
Everything's so close. Keith and Nicole married 10 years.
Uh-huh.
Jimmy and Karen have been married 11 years.
Wow.
Look at that. How about this? Luke Bryan and Caroline, or Dierks Bentley and Cassidy?
Dierks and Cassidy.
Only about 1 year. 11 to 10. Dierks went. Amy, you've nailed all three of these.
Thanks.
Tim and Faith, or Garth and Trisha?
Wow. I mean, eeny, meeny, miny, Garth and Trisha.
No, not even close.
Oh, Tim and Faith.
Garth married before.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Tim and Faith married 20 years.
20? Okay, that's impressive.
Garth and Trisha, 11.
Well, that's not even close.
That's why I just said.
I know. Now
it's like, hello. I'm yelling into the canyon right now. How about one more? Darius and his wife Beth, or Brad and Kimberly Paisley?
Darius?
Yeah, 16 years.
Wow, okay.
And Brad's married for 14 years. Anyway, just a little couple trivia there.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Rose Ellis has been a seamstress at Alfred Angelo in Oklahoma City for about 11 years before the chain declared bankruptcy. Remember when all the wedding dresses were like, oh, you're just out of luck.
Yeah, and people were donating them.
So she was kind enough to take about 60 of those dresses that had been paid for but still needed alterations home with her. So she called all the customers because all their info was in, and she was like, hey, I'm just going to sit home and get all these down myself. Didn't charge them. Got them all their dresses.
That's cool.
Just with her free time.
I know. I mean, she's like acting like it's no big deal. Like, no, but it is a big deal.
Like,
okay.
Yeah. Thank you. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's some phrases that a man never wants to hear a woman say.
No.
All right. This will be interesting. Here we go. Do you think I'm fat?
Okay.
We need to talk. These are phrases that a man never wants to hear a woman say.
Never.
Do you notice anything different about? That's the worst one right there. Where it's like you're giving a, like we're put on the, do you notice anything different?
So far I'm batting 1,000.
Well, the thing about, do you think I'm fat? The answer is no. Do we need to talk. Do we? But that's okay. That one there, do you notice anything different? That's the hard one. Because there's not a good way to get out of that one. No, I don't notice anything different. Well, why not? Yes, I do. Well, then what is it? Like, you're just trapped. Yeah. That's the worst one to me.
What
do you
else?
Find her pretty?
Do you find me pretty?
No. Her. If you're asking your husband, do you find her pretty?
Oh, another girl?
Yeah.
Wow.
Let me give guys a tip about do you find her pretty. Just say yes and be honest.
What?
If you really do.
Yeah, if you really do. Did you find her pretty? Yeah, she is really pretty. She's not really my type. Like, but
She's pretty.
What if she's your type?
Oh, yeah.
What if you really
think
that's
pretty.
The part you lie about.
you got to throw in a lie.
Yeah, like, why do you have to throw that in there? Just say, she's pretty. You don't even have to talk types.
Big truth, little lie.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
It's like the mustard on the hot dog.
Oh.
Like, you give them the truth, dog, but you put a little mustard lie on top of it.
Okay.
So, do you find her pretty? Yeah, I think she's really pretty. I mean, she's not my type. She's not like you, but she's really, she's pretty. Then you'd be like, you mean to lie? Of course not. I tell you the truth. Yeah, she's pretty, but there's a lot of pretty girls out there.
Why is your voice getting like that?
That's lie tone.
I know.
And then finally, when someone says, be a man. Like, when someone says, be a man to you.
Oh,
God. That's the worst.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Eddie, do you get that a lot?
No, I'm saying, they shouldn't say
that.
Yeah,
that's not good.
You ever said to your husband?
That's not good. I maybe have said it once and it was not good. Red. Oh, it wasn't good.
Oh, I'd never said
that. Not good.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, time for the good news. Good news one, it's Friday. Now time for Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good.
Amy, I'm coming over to you for the first good news story.
So there's a group of officers in Birmingham, and they try to keep an eye out for the elderly in their community. And three different officers, they were all patrolling this one neighborhood. They work a lot. And they noticed that this elderly woman's yard was totally out of control. So they stopped while they were on their shift and mowed her yard.
That's cool. I like the little stories. They're so good.
Yeah. I mean, she had a big yard, too. It took them like 2 hours to complete the job.
Like, I like all the stories. I like when people pass out kidneys for free. I like all... But still, the little stories are just people in their day going, I'm going to do something quickly in my day to help someone.
Right.
And we can all do the little... Maybe that's why I like the little stories so much, because we can all do the little stories.
Right.
The kidney stories are kind of cool. And I say kidney, it can be anything. But those take a lot more time and a lot, like...
There's a lot more involved, yes.
Yes. I like the little ones. There was a puppy called Snooki, and it couldn't walk because it couldn't put its foot down. Nobody could figure out. There wasn't a splinter in its foot. So they got an x-ray in. She had a consistent called persistent right aortic arch. So any pressure, it felt like the bone was breaking.
Oh.
So all these surgeons came in for free and fixed the foot, and now being adopted. And she's like able to walk, and she couldn't even breathe properly because she couldn't walk, and it was hurting her so bad. But the surgeons came in, fixed the dog, dog's up, adopted. Like, the whole thing just went off.
Love it.
People coming in just volunteering. Lunchbox.
One thing people love is donuts, and there was a donut shop in California.
That's true.
Yeah, the lease was up, and the owner was going to make them move. He was going to kick the donut shop out, was going to lease it to someone else. The community came together, signed a petition, got enough signatures. He relented. Donut shop keeps going. Save the business.
Love a good donut shop. Business saving aside, just love a good donut shop. Man, I wish I ate
really?
More donuts.
No, I mean...
I'll bring you some tomorrow.
I wouldn't, but I love donuts.
You could have
but that's a good story. No. Do they have like...
You could have a cronut.
An air nut where you just eat air that tastes like...
A smell nut.
Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I'm getting made fun of because I have a ringback tone on my phone still. I didn't know that wasn't not a thing anymore. By the way, it's the generic one that when you call it goes... Dun, 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 dun.
You've had that for years.
I've never changed it. But I was getting so much crap because when you call my phone, it plays music.
Yeah.
I guess that's not a thing anymore.
I haven't done it in a really, really, really long time.
Yeah, rub it in.
Yeah, since like 2000.
You used to have rotating songs.
I'm going to put
that?
Them back on, though, now.
You should.
If I'm going to get made fun of, I might as well get made fun of hard.
And it was always like somber music, but that's Bobby's jam. But it was always like when you call him, you'd sort of get a little sad. Like for me, I'd get a little sad because it'd be like some depressing song.
I'd be like, everybody hurts.
I know his songs. Like, I remember them because I called you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Like what were my songs?
You had John Mayer, Gravity.
Yeah,
Gravity. And then you had Ben Folds, Landed.
Yeah.
Come pick me up. I've landed.
Yes.
Dude.
Oh,
I love
memory.
Sad songs.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Hmm. So, you guys don't have ringback tones? Anybody have a ringback tone but me?
No.
Now, no.
What do you mean? Oh, come on, not you.
So 2000 and late.
Oh,
I'm not
no.
Opposed to
good joke, Lunch.
You're so cool. I think, should we be doing it?
Yeah, I think I'm bringing it back.
Okay.
I'm bringing ringtones back. Yeah.
I don't know if I can switch. What do I do? Log into my account and switch it?
I could not tell you. I don't even remember how I do
Do you
it.
Have ringtones on your phone when someone calls?
No, just the
regular.
Yeah.
That's
and it's
right.
My phone's always on silent, so it's more like...
So, if you had... What are these clips? Did you ask them?
Back in the day, yeah.
These were everybody's ringback tones back in the day? You guys had ringtones?
Back in the day,
yeah,
like 2000.
Oh, I don't know. This was a segment. I thought you were just making fun of me.
No, I didn't have any, so I just put the one that you used to have.
Which one?
Landed. Every time I call Bobby, this is it.
Yeah, I want to.
Come pick me
me up. I've landed.
I love Ben Folds, though. Lunchbox, did you have one?
Yeah, I didn't know how to do it, and so my old roommate Mark was showing me how, and he put, "Who let the dogs out?" So, and then I didn't know how to change it back, because he goes, "Here, I'll show you how to do it," and then he just did it, put this on there, and so it was on there for a while.
So people always be like, "Why is your song Who Let the Dogs Out?"
Yeah.
Like every time I ever call you?
Yep. Who let the dogs out?
Amy, do you have one?
Yep.
What'd you have?
Dixie Chicks, Landslide.
Well, I've been afraid of changing.
Who else had one? Raymond?
Yeah, I did. I always wanted to play in the NFL, so I had NFL music.
That's awesome.
I did have the Razorback fight song because you could put it at
I remember that too.
Yeah. On game day, on Saturdays, because you could put it in any day during whatever. If you call me on Saturday, the Razorback song would play. Who had this clip?
That was Morgan.
Morgan had "This Is Why I'm Hot"?
This is why I'm hot. This is why I'm hot.
Dang, Morgan.
This is why. This is why.
I didn't even know this was a segment. Like, I'm looking at all these clips going, what is this?
This is why I'm hot.
Dang, Morgan.
This is why.
She's like 12.
Wow. I'm hot because I'm hot. Dang, because you're not.
Morgan, it's your dad trying to call you.
You're in second grade. I do not need this song on the phone.
This is why I'm hot.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from New York. A man woke up, went outside, and noticed someone had put graffiti all over his garage and the side of his house. So he calls police, saying, "Man, someone vandalized my house." They come, check it out. Neighbors, "Oh, wait, they have security cameras." The homeowner spray painted his own house. Just wanted to get some insurance money.
No way.
He spray painted his own house knowing there were cameras around too.
Well, I guess he didn't realize the cameras of the neighbor's house caught his house. So I'm I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
And you know what? Extra point for the sound effect.
Yeah.
I like
there
it.
There you go. Yeah.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
Follow Bobby on Snapchat. Username Bobby Bones Show.
Oh, hey Ray, you went to dinner. What kind of place was it? Ray's our audio producer in the glass room.
Yeah, it was sushi. So they have that, lobster, a bunch of other sea stuff.
Okay, a sea stuff place.
Sea stuff, yes.
So you go into the sea stuff place, and who do you see?
Yeah, well, yeah, me and Bay are on a date, and none other than Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman,
oh,
ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
Nice.
So A-list couple for sure. As a couple, there's no bigger couple in country music. That's the biggest couple. So they're sitting in the sea stuff restaurant.
Yeah, yeah. So they're at the sushi restaurant, and I was like, I didn't get a picture with them, but I was so confused at their seating. They put them right next to the bar, which is right next to the kitchen with all the foot traffic. So me and my girl are almost kind of in an exclusive little VIP table. Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman are sit right next to the bar where everybody's coming through with dishes, like the wait staff's going back and forth right in front of them.
Mm.
It was probably the worst seating I've ever seen.
Wow.
I don't think they knew it was them.
What?
Oh, really?
How did you not know?
I think like when they booked the reservations, maybe they have a fake name. Because if I would have been sat there with my girl, I would have asked for a different seat. I mean, there's guys walking by with fish that's like just about to get cut up and stuff. There's the people doing all the stuff right there in front of them.
Wait, they walk by with like fresh fish they just caught?
Yeah. So wherever they were coming from, the loading dock, that's right where they were walking.
Oh,
by.
Yeah. Oh,
serious.
He's like, they came straight from the pond.
Yeah.
Dead Urban sitting on his boat, dog.
And when they were chopping up the sushi, if maybe they missed, probably some of it flew on Keith's plate.
Oh, stop.
I'm just saying.
Oh, wow.
Their seats were that bad?
Yeah, it was really, really bad.
And nobody was bothering them?
No, it was 5 o'clock. There was not too many people there. It was me and my girl and them.
It's good you didn't go up and bother them.
Oh.
The two rules is one, kids, two, eating.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you don't mess with people for pictures or bother them.
Yeah, if I would have saw them in the lobby or something, for sure would have went in for the picture, but they were eating and it was probably their private time. And, you know, they're trying to be romantic, so.
What were they eating?
It looked just like a sushi roll.
Fish,
normal.
Bobby.
Yeah, your average sushi roll, probably some lobster. It looked like they had lobster dip.
Your average sushi roll with some lobster dip.
Oh, my goodness.
Interesting.
I mean, yeah, you would think if it's not that crowded, they get a better spot.
The Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
If you're firstborn, you're more successful, just generally speaking, is what it says.
Dang it.
Why? Because I was last born.
I was last born.
Wow. I was middle born.
Wow. Wait, so none of us are first born, and we all work for the man that was first born.
Oh, Bobby, you were first born?
Yeah,
oh,
duh.
Yeah. Here we go.
I know, of course.
What do you mean, here we go?
Another study that's right.
I'm reading. I didn't know where everybody fell into their. So you were last born of how many, Amy?
Well, with my parents, I was the last born of two, but my dad has four kids total, so I have some half.
Your dad's tossed around some numbers.
Yeah.
Four kids, how many marriages?
Four. Four marriages. And now he's working on a girlfriend. They're not going to get married.
Pretty cool.
Baller.
Play they on. Won't get married, but I mean.
What do you mean they won't get married?
They're not going to get married.
Why?
They're just old, because they're older. I don't think it's just more of a companionship, if you will.
And you don't think they'll get married? What if she's pregnant?
She's like, she's... Oh.
Miracles happen.
I don't know if she would want me to say her age, per se, because she's a young at heart, let me tell you.
Over 70?
She's over 80.
Yeah?
Wow.
But you never know.
You're right.
Technology nowadays.
You never know.
So, okay. Lunchbox, you have two older...
Yeah, I have an older brother and an older sister.
Yeah. And Eddie, you have an older brother.
Right in the middle. Little sister.
Dang. Look at me.
And what do you got, Bobby?
Oh, I'm ruling the roost.
Yeah, what do you have?
I got a younger sister. But listen, I got... Well, wait a minute. You want to go down the real family tree?
Yes.
I got a half-brother I don't know. I got a real sister. I got one stepsister that used to... I got like five or six running around in some form or fashion. And I'm the oldest of all of them.
Mm-hmm. And that half-brother, does he look like you? Or
Like that's
me.
The one.
It's weird. Met him online. Like, I don't know my biological father. And so I was online. I was like, let me see here. I looked him up. And I was like, holy cow, that does look like me. He has my real brother, like a half brother. It was his kid from another woman. I never met him. Unless I was like tiny.
So you look like your dad, your biological
dad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Creepily. Because I'll go look. So he has a Facebook page because sometimes he likes to fight with me on Facebook, which is weird because I don't know him.
Mm.
And so I go look at that Facebook page, and I have before, and I'm like, man, that looks just like me in like 20 years.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. But Eddie, you look just like your dad.
I do.
But your dad's around.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, he's far away, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
back in Texas.
What? What'd you say?
Because at least he's around. I mean, he makes a good joke.
Oh, no, it wasn't
round.
A joke. Like, you see him.
Yeah, I see my dad. Yes.
Yeah.
I remember Bobby being like, well, stalked my dad on Facebook, and he's got all his hair, so that's good.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
It's like, oh,
he's
he
looking at the positive.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I went good. All the way over the page and was like, let me see here. And I was all like,
good
sad.
Hair.
And I was like, there's a guy. Got other kids. Probably has more kids. I don't even know if he has any more.
Mm.
But then I was like, well, bright side, he has all his hair. All right. Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, man.
Your hair looks good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh.
It's all
okay. Let's get on.
Come on, Bobby Bones Show.
So, Amy, you ran into Lunchbox's wife at the grocery store?
Yes.
Did you know that?
I think my wife said she saw Amy at the grocery store. Yeah, I think she mentioned that.
Yeah, she was just picking up all kinds of stuff. She was super excited to have a night with the TV all by herself. She's getting all her favorite snacks because I guess Lunchbox had something to do. And she's like, I finally get to watch whatever I want.
Wait, what? Okay, I have so many questions. One, so you're out? Like,
I mean, I had an engagement, you know what I mean? Like, I do things. Like, I know you guys think I just sleep all day.
Did you tell us you sleep all day?
Well, I do usually sleep all day, but I had something going on, mm-hmm. So, you know.
Secondly,
yep.
You never let your wife pick the TV show?
No.
Yeah, y'all, her level of excitement from 1 to 10, I'm talking a 10. She had, like... favorite snacks. She was so pumped. Like, she couldn't even... I was, like, trying to talk to her. She's like, listen, I only have a few hours. I gotta go.
That's weird that she doesn't get to pick anything.
I mean, I'm there and I control the remote. Like...
She never holds a remote.
The only time I'll let her hold the remote...
I'll let her.
Yeah. Well,
wow.
All right, hold on. The only time she holds the remote is, like, if I'm eating, I'm like, here, that way you can fast forward through the commercials for us.
Dang!
I know. Y'all, when he's told us this before in the past, I sort of thought he was just being, like, Lunchbox, maybe exaggerating a little bit. Like, surely he lets her pick stuff from time to time. No, that just cannot be the case. Her excitement level and, like, how pumped she was to just have a night at home with her snacks and her TV and no Lunchbox was off the charts.
Occasionally, you got to break one off.
Okay. No. Let's not make it like she... I break her off like, well, I'm going to go up and take a shower. I'm like, here, you can have the remote. And I'll give her the remote, and I'll go take a shower. And then I'll come back down, and she'll be in the middle of a show, and I'll let her watch the last 15 minutes of it. You know, I don't make her just stop.
Well, pin a rose on your nose.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I thought that was pretty nice.
Yeah.
But you pick the shows, always.
I pick the shows. I'm in control of the television because I have good TV taste, and I decide what that night needs to be watched.
Are you in control of the house?
Yeah.
So you clean it up and everything?
Why did... Well, I'm not... You don't well, clean it up.
Whoa.
I'm just saying, because if he controls it, he probably do whatever he wants.
That's yeah. true.
Who turns the lights out?
I don't know.
I do.
What do you mean?
What does that mean? Like, you physically turn them out?
Yeah.
Or is this, is this like a figurative...
It's like jail? Like, you say, all right, everybody go to bed. It's
lights
time.
Out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Did you tell your wife when to go to bed?
No. I don't tell her when to go to bed. She can go to bed whenever she wants.
Oh, that's, give her her.
Yeah, she can.
But she has to do it in the dark because you turn the lights out.
I mean, I do turn out the lights.
I don't get it.
He goes, who turns the lights?
I don't understand that.
Bobby goes, do you run the house? Who turns the lights out?
So the house is in your name.
The house is in my name.
And you own the house.
I own the house.
You never no. think about putting her on it?
Yeah, you need to put her on that.
No. I got that before we got married. So? What do you mean? So
she gets halvesies.
She didn't put my name on her car.
Do y'all have a
she
prenup?
She doesn't have a car anymore.
She does have a car. She has a car that sits right out front.
Do you we have a prenup?
Yeah. No, we don't have a prenup. But I mean, we have separate accounts. Like, why am I going to put her name on the house when so I'm the weird. One that bought it?
Does she know how much money you make a year?
Nope.
Still? She still no. doesn't know?
Nah, that makes things complicated.
Oh, okay.
This guy over here, Lunchbox.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
Yes, good morning. Rhonda in Virginia. Thank you for calling. What's going on?
Well, I have a question for you.
Yes, I'd like to answer it, if I can.
How is coming off your anxiety medicine doing? I'm trying to do the same thing right now and just curious.
Very slow. Like, at one point, I got all the way off of it, and I got really sick, like super withdrawals. And so, for me, just if anyone's new to the show, like, I've been diagnosed PTSD. Like, as far as, yeah, I've had a few incidents, some guns pulled on me, some stuff like that. But I would have nightmares all the time, every night. No sleep. So, finally, I started taking anxiety medicine, because I get this super strong heartbeat in my neck where I can't even focus on things. And I've been on anxiety medicine for the last couple of years, and I want to get off of it, but I'm slowly scaling back. And so, from 6 months ago, taking daily about half of what I was 6 months ago. But it's a slow process for me. For me, it's a complete marathon, because, like my doctor says, they make medicine for a reason, and you have to decide if that's the reason or not you want to take it. And so, that's me, Rhonda. What's your story? Are you good, or how's that going?
I'm about where you are, about half where I was.
Just take it slow. No need to rush anything. And you'll find a happy spot, which is what I've kind of found. I just don't like to be reliant on things like medicine, but I need it.
Yeah.
So I don't think I'm ever going to get all the way off of it. I just want to cut it back a bit. Does that make sense?
Makes sense.
Well, good luck to you as well, Rhonda. I'm sure, you know, whatever happened with you is not pleasant to deal with. I think until you actually get, like, for real anxiety, you don't understand it. I never understood it until I got it.
That's where I'm at. Yeah. I didn't understand. I'm like, why is this happening to me?
Yeah, why can't I take breaths and relax? It was like, oh, okay, I got it. Well, good luck, and I appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
All right, thank you very much. Let's go over and talk to Alexis in Georgia. Hey, Alexis.
Hey, how are you, Bobby?
I'm really good. What can I help you with?
You said something last week about appreciating police officers and everything they do, and I just wanted to thank you for that. Coming from a police officer's daughter, you know, we never know if something's going to happen at work and they don't come home or anything like that, and it honestly makes me smile knowing that there are people like you and your show that really appreciate everything that they do.
Let me tell you something about these police officers. Would you like to hear something?
Yeah, tell me.
Their routine traffic stop is not even routine. You don't even know. Like, they don't even know. If they pull somebody over and it's nighttime or daytime, they don't know what's happening in that car ahead of them. They can't see into the bottom of that car. And they got to go up and get up on that car and say, you know, going fast or swerving or, you know, they don't know if somebody will pull a gun on them.
Yeah.
Like, what we see is routine, and we look, and let's be honest, too. We're driving around, we see a cop, our butt clenches up, like, oh no, negative feeling, hope I don't get a ticket.
Yeah.
But really, it's thank goodness for somebody out there. Make sure somebody else is not carjacking my car. And then they walk up beside a car. Man, people can do anything to them. That's why I always say, if it's nighttime, turn your light on inside the car. First thing, put your hands on the steering wheel so they can see you're not up to any funny business. Say, hey, I'm going to reach in my glove box and grab my registration. Yes, sir, no, sir. Yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. And yes, it might be a little much, but a little much on that side
is
way big. So, and way big is the thing.
Yeah, way big.
So I can't thank police officers enough for what they do. Alexis, and thank you for calling.
Absolutely, Bobby. Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate you.
We appreciate you.
There we go.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, tell me if this is my problem. Okay. Because I read this story. Hot people have trouble making relationships last.
Yes. That that has been the issue.
Has it
Who
been?
Who knew?
I read in the news.
Yeah, dude, that's your problem.
So tell us more, because I mean, now I think we have it figured out.
Wow.
Hot people have what?
Trouble making relationships last.
Okay.
Wow, I always wondered.
Dang, dude, that's totally you.
Hot people.
It's literally the opposite. By this logic, every relationship should have lasted forever with me. Here. According to a study, really hot people have a hard time keeping romantic relationships.
Well, the girls you date are really hot.
Oh.
Could that's it a good be point on their too. End?
They so, could be the hot people. Yeah. And you're just the recipient.
Yes. Dang. Sorry.
You guys hey, cut, a, huh?
Hey.
You got, okay.
Yeah. Wait. You guys trying to make sense of the study.
That's a compliment.
It. You know
means...
what? Mine was a joke about me. I know I'm not hot, okay? It's a joke. You know, I'm a nerd. I get it. Okay. You guys want to bring your little knives in, little scalpels?
Okay. Special observation.
Attractive people mostly think that people like them for their looks. Hot people also have more options. So it's different for them because they have to stay focused.
Focus on their options.
Difficult to stay focused.
Oh, I got you.
They have a lot
they're
of
distracted
options.
By the options. Okay, yeah. I get it.
Your thoughts on that, Amy?
It makes sense. You do have more options.
How do you know?
I'm just assuming.
What?
No, yeah. Amy's no, like, I'm not
yeah, we have a lot of
me.
Options.
No.
Yeah.
I wasn't speaking for me. No, I don't think I'm in that category. But, I mean, it does make sense.
I posted this thing on Instagram about Friends, the TV show Friends. You guys see how I posted?
Yes, yeah. And it's crazy.
So, Mr. Bobby Bones is my Instagram name, and Friends makes $1 billion a year, a little bit, give or take, still in syndication. And so they make $1 billion, and each of the six members, they each make $20 million a year.
Oh. For nothing.
At that rate. Not for nothing, because they actually did all the work.
But
it's like if you invested in something and you're not working there anymore, it still makes money. You still make money.
Okay.
And so they make $20 million a year, every year, that it makes that $1 billion.
It's amazing.
That's awesome.
They can make a little more, a little less, just depending. But everyone on that show, all six of them, are still making $20 million a year from Friends.
Man.
That was a good call for them.
Yeah, that's a good business move.
You know, the five of them were only offered the big contracts, and they were going to cut Joey from the show. And they were like, we don't want to pay Joey the big bucks because we don't think his role is pivotal to the show. And the other five said, no, we're leaving. And that's when they all got together and did the, we'll get together, and if one of us stays, all of us stay.
That's so impressive.
Love it.
I'd do that for y'all.
Would you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Promise?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. We'll remember that.
Why did my voice get high?
I don't know.
That's a lying that's, voice.
You might have been doubting.
Shoot. Yes, I would.
You'd do it for most of us?
Would y'all do it?
For most of us, yeah. Not all of us.
He was like, I'd do it for all of you.
Amy goes, okay.
You're not a very good liar.
I
don't think I've ever heard you go to that tone ever. That might be the first lie you've ever told on this show. She's like, yeah. You know, for everyone on this show, I would absolutely, wait, Jamal, come here. Wait, what?
Now we know that's your thing. When you go high-pitched, yeah. You're lying.
That's her tell. Oh,
well,
no.
Well, I would do it for Bobby and Lunchbox, for sure.
Wow! Hello,
dang.
Eddie. I got for sure. That's like Eddie. You're strong, man, right gonna, there with us.
Eddie, wow, you're strong. Man. Almost made
strong
it.
Dang.
Yeah, Eddie. I know. Yeah.
Oh no!
Wow. Lunchbox and Eddie are in a fight.
Okay, why?
Because Eddie treats people like crap sometimes on the phone, like customer service people.
He does?
Not always. Look.
This is the fight here. I'm going to let Lunchbox. Lunchbox is the one that brought this to my attention.
I'm shocked right now. I need to know.
Lunchbox, go ahead.
So Eddie was on the phone with someone from customer service about his hand surgery. I guess it was the billing department. And he started giving the lady attitude.
And you remember like, listening to this.
Yes, I'm sitting here in the studio. It's after the show. And he is getting mad at her and being rude. And then he gets off the phone. He goes, I cannot believe she gave me attitude back. And I said, yeah, because you were being rude to her. And he goes, but in customer service, when someone gives you attitude, you still have to be nice back. You're a business. And I said, Eddie, that is the dumbest logic I've ever heard in my life. If someone calls you or goes into your store and is rude to you, give it right back to them. Just because you're upset, they don't have to be nice to you.
Okay, Eddie, your thoughts.
my thoughts were like, I don't ever really get mad. But at this point, it was really frustrating me and I got upset. And so I snapped at her. Dude, when she snapped back, I was shocked. I was like, wow, this lady's on the phone snapping back at me because I've never seen or heard that in my life.
Most people you snap at don't snap back.
Not when they're working, not a company, not like.
Eddie feels like he has a force field around him.
I felt like, man, if I was working, like if a listener called me and like mouthed me off, I wouldn't be like, yeah, you know what? You're stupid, blah, blah, blah. I'd be like, no, you know what? You're right. We'll think about that.
No, you wouldn't.
No.
Of course. It's a professional industry. Like you represent like the hospital or whoever this lady was representing. I'm not mad at her. I'm mad at them billing me. No. The fact that the argument was how much money I have to pay up front. I'm like, they wanted thousands up front. I'm like, who do you think I am? Like, I can't give you thousands up front.
For your hand surgery?
Yeah. And so I got really frustrated quickly. And she was just like, well, you want the surgery, you can have the. I'm like, oh, whoa. Like, can't we work this out?
Amy, who are you siding with here?
Well, I'm Eddie, first of all, I know it's frustrating, but you gotta like try. These people have to deal with people that are mean all day long.
All day.
If you can be nice, like that would probably make their day.
All day.
I do
all
feel
day.
Like if you are representing a company, though, you do have to learn to keep your cool, but maybe you just kind of really hit a nerve with her.
We're in the keep it real generation right now.
Yeah.
This is the first thing I thought of, like the flight attendants, you know, like in these airplane stories, where like when they snap back, that's when the brawl starts. Like the flight attendant shouldn't like. Be mad. They should be like, okay, sirs, calm down. It's fine. We'll work it out.
When you talk to a bill collector, it's different. They're,
yeah,
all no, they get I, are people yelling at them all the time.
I realize that.
And so that's different than calling and asking someone on the phone for, please, can you connect me to the electronics department?
Yeah. I don't know. I just felt like you got to keep it pro. Like, no matter if the person on the other side is really upset, you're working.
That's not a very human thing to think.
It's not very human. But
and be nicer to people.
Yeah.
I try to. I was, like I said, I'm not always like that, but man, I lost my cool.
Oh, poor lady.
I know. I mean,
hey,
no, like,
what about
lady?
Me? All my hands is
people,
cut.
All she has is people calling her all the time, yelling at her. Like, yeah. She has a life, a job, kids. Yeah.
All right, if you're listening, I'm sorry, lady.
Lady.
I'll pay it all.
What'd you say to her?
Nothing. I said, I'll call you back. I don't have that money, so we'll figure it out. I'll call you back.
Sounds like a bookie. Are you sure you're ready for this bookie?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
That wasn't Raymond.
All right. Yeah. The
Bobby Bones Show. I think it's time for a little mystery game. You guys play a mystery game?
Yeah.
Oh, I love a mystery game. It's always a mystery what the prizes are going to be. And so right now, the phones are just screaming. Oh, I see Kenneth is being groomed. Hi, Kenneth.
Good morning.
How are you, buddy?
Good. How you doing?
I'm good. We're going to play a game. It's the mystery game. Now, you've already won the game. How exciting is that?
That is excellent.
Now, you get three choices of your prize. That's why it's the mystery game. You get prize number one, $20 in cash.
Ooh.
Prize number two, 20 seconds to talk on the air about whatever you want, profanity not included.
Ooh.
Or you get the mystery prize. Oh, Kenneth, will it be the cash? The time or the
mystery prize?
Kenneth.
Yes, sir.
Which one would you like?
The mystery prize.
He wants the mystery prize!
Right! I love the mystery prize. Now, this could be anything. The prize, it could be crazy. Ray, what's the mystery prize today that Kenneth has chosen to win?
You have just won an old shoestring from a pair of original 2003 Nikes that Bobby was about to donate. This was worn during many runs and CrossFit sessions from Bobby's shoes in his early 20s. Congratulations and thanks for listening. Back to you, Bobby.
Thank you very much. There, mystery prize! Yeah!
Dang.
Kenneth, how do you feel?
I feel excellent, son. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I appreciate you, Kenneth. That's awesome. Woo! I'm talking about right there. Hold on, I get you that shoestring.
Now, are we shipping it to him for free? He has to pay shipping.
No, we didn't say that.
Yeah,
though.
We didn't specify.
It wasn't
so
in
I
the game,
we
so we have to
it.
Pay for it. Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Gotta include that. You have to pay for shipping.
Morgan's gonna kill me.
We lost on that one.
Because yeah. I ended up having to ship stuff. We had to pay all the cup.
Yeah.
Ray, have you watched my back on that shipping stuff? Like, just add that line in. We ship. You must pay for your own shipping and handling. But we won't ship him a shoestring. All right, hey, Kenneth, what are you doing today?
Working.
All right, what kind of job you got?
I'm a sales manager with Superior Uniforms.
Well, I'm going to send you a little something, a little treat, a little memento, and thank you for listening to the show. Don't hang up, all right, buddy?
Yes, sir.
All right, that mystery prize gets you every time. Sometimes it's good, though.
Sometimes it's real good. I mean, that was good.
The cash, though.
Yeah.
$20 in cash?
I don't get it.
Ooh. I think people are more intrigued by the mystery prize than...
One day the mystery prize is going to be
like... It's going to be huge.
Yeah, it's going to be huge.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones
Show. So Amy has famous neighbors, she thinks, which wouldn't surprise me because everywhere Amy goes, she's like running into artists and superstars. So, okay, what's the story?
Okay, so I sleep downstairs. My husband and I both do. We don't ever go upstairs really at night. And we had a friend spending the night at the house. And she was up in my daughter's room, her soon-to-be room. And she was sleeping, but she couldn't fall asleep because all she could hear was our neighbors partying. Well, being upstairs, she had a direct view into my neighbor's backyard. And she told me that she was like 99% sure it was Brothers Osborne throwing a party. And I was like,
yeah,
what?
Hit me some of that. Give me that music.
Yeah.
Wake up, baby. It ain't my fault. Hey, this was next door?
Basically, yes.
Yeah. But it ain't my fault. Hey, let me text him. I'll find out, Amy. So wait, how do you know?
Well,
they don't live together, by the way. TJ and
right.
John don't.
I know they don't live together.
Don't say which one, but one of them may live next to you?
Yes, and evidently, whoever lives there, the other brother was visiting because...
Oh, they were both there!
They were both there.
Oh,
she was like, so
fault.
Sure.
Yeah!
And I had no idea. I mean, literally, so one of them, somebody, or they have friends, I don't know, that are my neighbor, and my daughter's room, her window looks right into the backyard. And so when I get kids, are they going to be having these crazy parties? And I'm going to have to be like, hey, guys, keep it down.
Brother's Oz. I got two kids trying to go to school tomorrow.
Yo, brothers.
That's funny. I'm going to find out if that's them.
Okay.
Lunchbox has a neighbor. And so I guess, Lunchbox, you were just hanging out, and your neighbor's walking by, right?
Yeah, they're going to walk their dog, and I was out in the front yard, and I think I was sympathy invited to their wedding.
What?
Wait, so they're having a wedding. They must be having it at their house then.
Yeah, they're having it in their backyard, and there was someone there putting up a big tent yesterday, and it's like a big white canopy tent, and it has tables underneath it, and they are going to walk their dog, and they're like, oh, hey, you know, we're getting married this weekend over here in the backyard. You and the wife should really come. And I'm like, really? Like, am I really supposed to come, or is that just them saying, we're going to be having a party here next door, please don't get upset,
yes,
and since I see you right now, we're going to invite you.
Yeah.
Because they saw you while they're putting their tent up. They can't go, dum-da-dum, nothing to see. But you could go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to know anybody at the wedding, because I talk to them every once in a while, like, hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
Dogs say hi to each other, all right, and that's it, but...
Are you going to go? Does your wife say you should go?
Oh, my wife's, oh my goodness, we're going to make friends with the neighbor? This is so perfect. I'm like,
yeah,
oh boy.
Yeah, I mean, Lunchbox, it's free food and free cake. And probably free drinks.
But at their wedding, you're not going to make friends with them.
That's what I say. I'm like, they're going to be too busy, like, talking to their friends and family, and we're going to be awkwardly standing in the corner.
Yeah, but you love free things.
I do love free things. So,
when is it?
It's
this weekend?
Friday night.
Oh, you have to go. Report back.
I will.
My girlfriend makes me go to stuff, too. That's the only reason I want you to go. She's like, we need to go to this. I'm like, I don't want to go to this. It's awkward. No, we're going to go. And then, like, 75% of the time, it turns out pretty good. But, man, when it doesn't, I remind her all the time. So, all right, go to the wedding.
I do.
Okay.
No. Hey, it's your
Bobby Bones on. What's up, Bobby?
I do think this is a good question because sometimes I'll see this driving around, too. Eddie stole some golf clubs from somebody.
Whoa.
Now, wait a minute before we get into it.
Okay.
Because you're worried about that. You're worried that you stole golf clubs.
Yeah.
Now, they were sitting next to a mailbox.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so it's a difference of curb and mailbox. Just kind of talk to me about what you saw and what you did.
I was just driving around, you know, the neighborhood, and somebody had left golf clubs, a whole set in a bag, sitting right, leaning on the mailbox to describe it perfectly. No sign, nothing, just leaning on the mailbox. Now, the first thing I thought was like, okay, somebody's getting ready to go play golf. They had to run inside and get like... I don't know, something to drink or something. I don't know why they waited for their ride.
Some balls.
Whatever.
Anything. Fair, go ahead.
So, just to make sure, I got out and I knocked on the door. I didn't want to take them really without even knowing. So, I knocked on the door three times. Mm-hmm. No one answered. So, I said, you know what? They're on the curb. I'm taking them.
Wait a minute. You did not say curb. You said leaning in beside the mailboxes. The mailboxes are in the yard. Well, they're not on the curb.
By a foot, Bones. Okay. I mean,
that foot, though.
A foot makes a huge difference.
Eddie, you stole someone's golf clubs. And let me tell you why. A friend could have dropped those off. Could have put them on the porch. Could have put them beside the mailbox. And Lunchbox will take stuff from people's curbs, and that's completely acceptable.
Yeah.
If it's below the curb line, it's yours.
Usually when they want to get rid of it, they put it down below the curb, like on street level. It's sort of like when big trash pickup, you can go shopping in people's yards.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it's up in the grass,
if it's above the curb
into their yard, that's a little iffy.
I mean, guys, it may be by a foot in the yard.
That's a long foot.
And I just figured, like, just think, if you told me, hey, man, just drop off my clubs in my house, you'd say put them in the back or something.
Or maybe problem with the mailbox.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Eddie, I say you stole the golf clubs. It's close, but you stole golf clubs.
I take them back. One time I did that, I left a note. Do y'all remember?
Tell the story. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Amy.
Yeah. So I kept passing by and seeing this chair, and it was by my mom's house, and I loved the chair, and it was sort of on the curb, and I was like, this is one of those trash pickup thingies. I'm going to get this chair. So I took it, but I was unsure, so I left a note, and I said, call me if, you know, this wasn't for taking. And sure enough, I got a voicemail from the guy, like, telling me to bring the chair back. We, like, played the voicemail in the air. I was so embarrassed. But I took the chair back. So you could have left a note.
Did you?
No.
No, you just went and played golf that day.
And they didn't leave a note for me either that said it was free.
No. Eddie stole golf clubs.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Not that this is going to be a shock to you guys, but Lunchbox has bed bugs.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I mean, if we had to play most likely to have bed bugs, Lunchbox would win.
For sure.
But the fact that you actually think you have them is gross.
Well, I mean, I've never had bed bugs in my life. I don't know what they feel like, but my wife the other night got bit by something a couple times in the middle of the night, and I was like, oh, that sucks to be you. Ha, ha, ha. And then last night, I woke up slapping, ow, ow, because I was getting attacked by something. So,
and from your bed?
From my bed. I was knocked out cold.
Are you sure, one, it's not fleas from a dog?
Yeah. Mm.
My dog sleeps in the bed with me. But he has an awesome flea collar. He doesn't have fleas that bad. But are you sure it's not fleas?
Yeah, my dogs don't have fleas.
Okay. Are you sure it's not like a mosquito because you left the windows open or like...
No, there are no windows open in the house. I don't even know what bed bugs look like, but I'm telling you, it woke me up. I was getting bah, bah, right on my arm.
If you have bed bugs, your whole house has to get, like, de-infested. It's like,
Excuse me?
Oh, yeah.
The whole house. Every piece of clothing, every piece of fabric, they're in.
Oh, it's not just, like, washing the sheets?
Mm-mm. No, you have to call. You got to get it. Like, it's bad. My sister's dealt with it before. Ugh. At a place they were staying, she got there and there was bed bugs, and they were staying there for a week.
That's how most people get them. They don't just crawl, like, come into the house. Uh-huh. Like, you go somewhere and you bring them home with you in your luggage and your clothes.
Oh. And what's weird is when I was a kid, I didn't really know bed bugs were real. I thought that was just like a little like fairy tale.
Yeah, don't let the bed bugs bite.
Yeah, I thought it was a fairy tale.
It's a weird fairy tale, though. Like, yeah, to tell your kids, like, don't let the bed bugs
bite. Kids,
yeah, why do
I hope you have
that?
A great night of sleep. Don't let the sea ticks get you. Wait, what?
That's how nightmares get started.
Yeah,
I know, right?
Why?
Okay, I hope you have a wonderful night's sleep. Don't let the leeches suck your blood. What's wrong with parents?
I don't know.
Dude, you have to call somewhere and get it checked.
And can you see them? Like, are they visible?
No,
really,
but
hard
yes.
To detect.
Like, no. You're not just going to look and go. But if you really know and really look, yes.
They hide in the tiny cracks and crevices. Like, you can lift up the mattress or, like, you know, in the cracks of the mattress and the seams and stuff. Look in there.
You have to call somebody. Because you can't come in the studio. As a matter of fact, you're bringing it in the studio if you have it.
Oh, man, you can't do that.
You have to call somebody. Remember that time you got... What'd you have? Hepatitis?
No, tuberculosis.
Okay, so you had tuberculosis and...
Gout.
He's had lots of stuff. I get them all mixed up. I made you get a doctor's note to come back. Yes. I need a note saying you don't have bed bugs to come back in the studio.
And wash your sheets, dude.
Well, I did.
Your body.
Everything.
And your area over there.
Man, you guys are just... Don't pile on, okay? I'm having a rough day.
Let's go.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Thank you guys for hanging out. The whole show's up. Just go to iHeartRadio and search Bobby Bones Show on demand. On Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. Appreciate you guys being here.
The Bobby Bones Show.